The leader of Hong Kong is in hot political water. A civic crisis in his region is growing and his popularity declining. This weekend, he heads to Beijing for meetings with Chinese leaders. The emergency talks follow huge public protests against government policies, as well as the resignations of Hong Kong's financial and security ministers. Catherine Slatter reports.
Hong Kong's embattled chief executive, Tung Chee Hwa, faces a few crucial tests in upcoming days. First, he must meet with Beijing officials and discuss why two ministers decided to leave his administration this week. Then he has to rebuild his government in the face of growing calls for him to resign. Hong Kong was plunged into crisis when 500,000 marchers took to the streets on July 1st. Demonstrators rallied against a contentious security bill, calling it an affront to freedoms. But they also denounced Tung Chee Hwa's government as arrogant and out of touch with the people. According to some, even Beijing's backing is not guaranteed.
Chinese leaders are certainly finding him increasingly a political liability.
Professor Joseph Cheng is a political scientist with Hong Kong City University.
The new leaders in Beijing, they have to decide whether or not to back up Dong. They also have to decide whether Dong or his successor will have to respond positively to the demands for democracy in the community.
Hong Kong, which reverted to Chinese sovereignty in 1997 after 150 years of British rule, maintained separate legal, judicial and administrative systems from mainland China. Residents here can vote for a handful of lawmakers in popular elections. Other leaders are appointed by Tung himself, a rich tycoon handpicked by Beijing to preside over post-colonial Hong Kong. It is this system that many say makes officials unaccountable to the public. Some of the protesters' demands were met when Tung postponed the much-hated security legislation. Then more prayers were answered when two of Hong Kong's most unpopular ministers resigned on Wednesday. Regina Ip, the former security secretary, who was tasked with introducing the controversial anti-subversion laws, stepped down citing personal reasons. Branded broomhead for her curly do, Regina Ip famously retorted to jeers with, "How can I safeguard Hong Kong's security if I can't defend my hairstyle?" Anthony Leung's resignation came as less of a shock. The former financial secretary had been involved in a tax scandal for months. Perhaps the biggest surprise this week was when the bleary-eyed chief executive Tung got up on a podium Thursday and announced he would not resign. The leader instead admitted to mistakes during his six-year tenure. When asked if he would take up the issue of Hong Kong's democratic reform with Beijing this weekend, Tung said he would first consult the community. But the leader is fast losing the backing of traditional supporters. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Schlatter in Hong Kong.